How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hello, good morning.
Good day.
We're coming to you live from Tom's spare room.
Yes, we're both here in the spare room, which I think is actually quite a good dead space. That's the thing about podcasting, needs to be a dead space.
We're finally learning things about podcasting.
That's the thing, just 8 years in. Is it 8 years in?
I think it might be nine.
That's right. And as I always say to people, you know, we really managed to miss that wave. But we are grateful always to both of our listeners for sticking with us throughout.
Yes, thank you so much. You two guys just keep us going.
Keep us going, validating our insecurities, validating us, validating my purchase of this microphone.
Yes, all those things. I was just saying to Tom, because I haven't been around here in maybe 6 months?
Well, I do have to limit how many times Susie's allowed round.
Well, of course. Because I take things.
That's the problem.
But then you have so many
things.
So many chairs. Should we talk about your problem with chairs?
Apparently, I have an issue with chairs. I buy them online. People have various things they like to look at online to relax. Mine is antiques. Well, I mean, surprise.
And when you see a chair, you think, well, I don't have anywhere for that chair, but...
But I feel like I would really benefit from it. I've been very pleased with the chairs I bought. The trouble has been sometimes the sizing of chairs. I don't bother to consider the measurements, the dimensions, which are listed online until the chair actually arrives.
I had that issue this week with the skirt.
Oh my goodness.
I bought a skirt.
What, for yourself?
For myself, yeah. A kilt.
Oh, how exciting.
Sure. Just trying something new, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't bother to look at the size of the skirt. Oh. And I tell you something, I'm not a 26-inch waist. I'm not that.
Well, I'm
not 26 inches around the waist, babe.
Whatever I am, I avoid whatever I am. I don't know
what I am. So mum's had to take it to a lady that lives near her, who's like a seamstress.
Oh, you need to have friends like that in this life.
A tailor.
Seamstress
tailor. I don't know. Anyway, she can take some material off of the hem. There's quite a big hem and is putting a panel down one side for me.
Oh, what a great idea.
So I get another couple of inches.
Where did you... Well, fabulous. Where did you get the...
It's easy as well.
But
you know what? Sometimes that's why that kind of comedy works. Easy stuff.
People like it. It's a bit like, you know, having something surprising about yourself. I mean, I don't think I do have very many surprises about myself, really. You know, I do like antiques.
Yeah, and I think
And I think it's quite predictable, but, you know... Make of that what you will.
But you like things to look nice, and that's fine.
That's all I want, is for things to look nice, things to be nice.
A load of old turt in the house.
Oh, I love it. Can't get enough of the knick-knackery. But where did you get the skirt from? Did you not consider getting it in a different size?
Well, no, because it's secondhand. I'm trying very hard to buy sort of... I'm trying to not keep buying clothes because it's so bad for the environment.
It's so bad, Susie.
It's so bad for the environment.
That.
I know. So I've come over nude today to Tom's.
No, it's really like, I don't know if that's good for the environment.
Yeah,
so
and I've just
put the
sat
heating on full blast.
And I've sat cross-legged on your spare bed.
I know.
And don't worry about it. No drawers.
No drawers here. It's fine. I've had this for a while, this duvet cover. But yes.
Anyway, so I bought it on Depop.
And it's a Burberry skirt. It's like a vintage Burberry skirt.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
And so then I was like that. So I thought, well, oh my God, this is available. Oh my God, it's not that expensive. I must buy it. And then, of course, the reason that it's not that expensive is because it will fit like models and nobody else.
Well, you've done the right thing. I think that's great.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to get a few more inches in it because of a panel of fabric.
Isn't it? I do think it's wonderful, the idea of people reusing things. And I know I've done it before. I'm sure a lot of people have, where, you know, you end up with clothes that don't fit anymore.
Sure.
Or you, they wear, clothes do wear out, of course.
Yeah.
But what do you do? You know, if there's cuffs go on it.
Top hats.
That's why I've got so many top hats.
He wears them out.
He just wears them to death. And so, you know, there's that. So I think it's wonderful. And I applaud the idea of darning and repairing.
Yeah.
Mend and repair. It's very Blitz spirit.
Well, of course, I like that.
Rather like my recent indulgence, and I haven't showed you this idea.
Oh.
Cafe curtains, Suze. Cafe curtains, which are a curtain that goes halfway up your...
Yes. Yeah, your window. Sure.
And...
Where are they? Have I missed them?
No, you haven't missed them because I haven't gone up yet, but I've been investigating different ways of doing it. And what I'm thinking now is that I might use an old tablecloth. Not an old tablecloth, a vintage tablecloth that was a gift from my friend Sharon. Haven't told her about this yet.
So it was a present and now you're going to cut it up. That's
indeed,
charming.
Indeed, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I thought that's a good way to reuse the linen because as a tablecloth, I think it's too nice and I'll never use it. Do you know what I mean? Because I'll
be
too worried.
But that's the thing, you can't save things for best.
You can't save things for best. But I just thought rather than use it once, get red wine on it and then feel sad, if I converted it into a cafe curtain, maybe that would fulfil so many boxes.
That sounds like a lovely thing to do. Now, you know who you'd need? My mum, because she can make curtains.
Can she?
Yeah. Anne Ruffle. Oh, yeah. She can make curtains.
I would ask... Can I ask her to do that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Let me speak to her.
I feel like a business coming on.
Well, listen, who wants you a pair of curtains from
Anne
Ruffle?
We could
Anne
be Ruffle. The new Jeff the Bezos.
What?
Yes,
because my mum's going to make one pair of curtains for you.
Yes, and
yes.
Then we're going to. He started off in his mum and dad's garage.
Well, we're starting off
in your mum's sewing room.
There you go.
And yeah, we can call Ruffles. That's perfect.
Yes, would they only
Ruffles for windows?
Oh, love it.
That's it.
Oh well, we can give up this podcast. We're making so much money, we won't have time.
Gosh, we'll just be absolutely. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I guess the Bezos billions are going to be on their way to us because you know everyone needs curtains. Maybe we'll always use recycled fabric as well.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Oh, look, this has been time stamped, so don't anyone try and steal this.
This is copyrighted now,
and we know who both of our listeners are. So,
don't even think
about it. what exciting news!
How exciting! Why cafe curtains? Have you been to a cafe lately and thought, yes?
I don't know why they're called cafe curtains. Sometimes they're called bistro curtains, I've noticed on various websites. But
And are you thinking of the kitchen, in the sunken kitchen?
No, actually, because I've got quite a large bush in front of it.
Excuse me.
But
I said I've got no clothes on. I don't,
you've got to keep warm. So the thing is, the rooms at the front upstairs are more... not this side of the house necessarily, but the front of the house I wish it could do with a bit more. You know, I'm not saying people look in, of course, I'm flattering myself to think that.
Well, yes, of course, there was that person. Has this all sort of come around since there was that person with the camera?
Well, I told you about, and then I bought the book about the local area.
Yeah, and there wasn't a picture of your house and you got
and
cross
my mum
about
said,
it.
Yeah, and I got cross and my mum said, well, why do you think you told them about with the camera to piss off? Yeah. Anyway, the cafe, no, I just think I've always liked the idea of them. And also we've got Venetian blinds in the bathroom. And they're an absolute pig to keep the dust
off. Also, I worry with Venetian blinds. They never close up enough.
I always think there's a gap in the slats.
There's a gap in the slats. So we're making some curtains.
Basically, my life is taking a various... areas of the world and then just trying to find the rudest sounding words.
Yes, A Gap in the Slats.
A Gap in the Slats by Alan Bennett.
But you should write that book.
I might write that, you know. But I think that they never quite... There's always... And Alfie doesn't mind which way they turn.
But you know what Alfie's like. He doesn't mind showing everyone his bits.
Well, I'm not. I won't do that. You see,
no,
I'm
of
always,
course, you're prude.
I always have them slatted upwards to the heavens.
Closer to God.
Closer to God. You know, for my toweling regime. Yes, but otherwise, you can just look up, can't you? You can look up the slats.
Again,
another Alan Bennett play on Radio 4 this afternoon.
Looking Up the Slats by Alan Bennett.
Oh, I'd like to listen to that. So I'm toying with a thick linen on that one.
Well, listen, and I think that's good for you.
But the trouble is, what you realise is...
Go on.
A, you need the skills to do this yourself, or B, you need the time to...
Learn the skills,
or find someone... Well, I mean, I've done it now. But
yeah, you found my mum.
I found your mum. But, you know, people who... If one doesn't know people, it can be quite intense to find someone to help you with those things. And then you end up just going with the first option.
I always think, like, in a different life, I would have loved to have been someone like a tailor.
Oh, yeah, that's a skill. Oh.
When someone that can... make something. Someone that does something useful with their lives.
Absolutely.
Not like us.
Not like us, just weaving, spinning...
Slats.
Out of thin air. Yes, absolutely. You know, it would be good to have a proper skill, or a mechanic or something like that, or a plumber.
Oh.
Although I say that, actually, I was
If
saying,
I turned up, and no offence, Tom, I do, I adore you, you know that. But if I had a problem with my fan belt...
Yes.
For example, and I turned up at a mechanic's.
Yes.
And you wondered out.
Let's have a look at your fan belt then.
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd have 100% confidence. I don't know that you've got the energy for a mechanic. Maybe that's on me.
If I wheeled myself out from under the car I was currently fixing, maybe
I think that would work better. Or
on my
if
back,
you just
on one of those skateboards.
Or if you just came from the office like that on one of those skateboards.
Oh, with one of those, like, behind me, all those calendars, like...
with their tits out.
With their boobs out. Yeah.
Like the ones...
As a kid, like, I remember, like, taking the car in for, like, elementary or something, and then just being exposed to this, I was like, what on earth is going on in here? I mean, in a totally... Even as a child, I knew. I wasn't interested. But quite, like, it's interesting.
Very, yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
The smell of that...
tits.
The smell of that. What is that stuff they use in? I don't know. Is it the
oil?
Oil,
I don't
or
know.
Something that really, like, chemically. Is it ethanol or something? Like one of those chemicals they use.
Right. Or like the smell of rubber.
And the smell of burning rubber. Yeah.
You know, like the tyres.
Occasional drills going off.
Yes.
I remember seeing a toolbox that was on wheels, and I thought that was impressive, with drawers.
Again, the signs were there.
It creeps out, doesn't it?
You can't do anything about it.
You can't.
I went and pumped my tyres up this morning before I came to your house.
Please, Susie, this is a family podcast. But tell us what happened.
Nothing. I just did a really good job, and I felt really capable. Which is quite rare for me. I usually feel quite incapable. Incapable.
But do you ever feel like? I feel like. Our parents' generation did sort of learn things a bit more.
Yeah, we're useless.
And I feel like we were never taught those life skills. Like, my dad would be able to fix the U-bend in the sink, for example, which I would not want to.
My dad wouldn't.
Oh, would he not?
No, he'd get a man.
He'd get a man in.
He'd get a
but
man
He'd be
in.
Practical in his other... I saw a horse box the other day and I thought of your dad.
Well,
I
I'm
thought
sure.
maybe that's one of...
It's weirdly, when he sees them, he thinks of you too, which is so strange because he sees them every day.
Oh, I'd make this one for Tom.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when you stayed over and Dad said, "I've just been outside giving Tom his breakfast," and the horse was called Tom?
There was this little horse. I've just been mucking out Tom and I gave him his breakfast.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm right here." I don't think his friend got the hilarity.
Listen, I think that... Listen.
Look.
You know your brand.
And I am nothing if not on that.
You are on the brand quite hard. There was something I was going to say about... No, I think it's gone. Oh, that's what I was going to say. You saying about ladies with their boobies out on calendars.
Of course.
They'd often have opinions, wouldn't they? Do you remember those ones in the sun?
Oh, in the sun, yes. I think, for me about the cost of living, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it would
I think inflation could be driven right down.
It would be like Lauren from Herefordshire.
Oh, yes.
21. And it would say something like... I'm really proud of our boys in Afghanistan. Like
something
like that.
A message of something. But attaching boobs to a calendar, You know, it does seem, for me, if I'm looking at my calendar, I'm very much in a logistical state of mind.
Rather than like...
Rather like, oh, look at them.
Look at them jubblies.
Exactly.
I suppose you become quite immune to it.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And I don't know.
Saucy calendars were a real thing, weren't they? Mm. Are people still buying saucy calendars?
Oh, I'm sure they are, Susie. There's a market for everything.
And were there ones with willies, do you think?
Well, not in our mechanics.
Well, of course not.
No. Must have been like a cheeky one.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Do you think that thing existed? Where they were like, oh, he's wearing like a dinner jacket, but he's got his pecker out.
Well, I think the sort of male models would always be kind of a little bit more, they'd have like their bum out. They'd be wearing a kilt, and they'd be like the breeze would be blowing their kilt up at the back.
Yes,
sort of thing. It would be a little bit more demure.
Or that very, do you remember that very famous picture of like, it was like a male model in black and white holding a baby?
We were talking about this just yesterday.
With who?
What was I saying? It's about Athena in Bromley.
Yes.
Upstairs next to
McDonald's.
That's
not Girl.
No.
No, that's the name of the shop.
That's the name of the shop. I'm sure a lot of people remember it.
Amazing that shop managed to stay in business.
Well, back in the day, people needed posters.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just full of posters. And that girl...
Clicking them along.
A girl playing tennis, jumping up, and you could see her bum. Do you remember that one?
That was it, yeah.
Or she was scratching her. She was like getting a ball out.
Yeah.
You know where people put balls when they're playing tennis? They might put them in their like Nicoline.
Is that what they do?
I think so. But you could see her arse cheek.
Very The Rivals, isn't it? Very much that world.
I haven't watched it. Lots of sex.
I'm afraid so.
No sex, please, we're British.
But sex, please, we've got an Apple TV subscription.
Clang.
I did enjoy it, actually. It was very funny.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. I should watch it. I like Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer's a revelation.
He's so good.
They're all brilliant in it. Catherine Parkinson and Danny Dyer, I think, are
particularly
for me. Yeah. Oh, and Rufus Jones, actually. Rufus Jones, extraordinary. They're all, if you've seen any of them in anything else, they're totally different.
Yeah. That's acting, isn't it?
Emily Atack. Yeah, they're all very good actors.
They're acting.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's acting.
Interesting. Do get in touch if you've still got a boob calendar.
Do get in touch about your boob calendar.
Or
what's
calendar
your
with a man's bum on it. Very waxed man's bum.
Does it pertain to the particular month, do you think, as well?
Well, I don't know.
Mm. Often, I think, in those mechanics offices, it was in the back office, wasn't it, where they'd go and write things down with their greaseful hands. And I think there'd be like posters and things as well.
Yes.
Of girls in their...
There'd be someone sort of maybe on a beach with...
I see a lot of beaches, bikinis.
They'd have on their knickers, but they might not have a top on. They'd be sort of straddling the beach and laughing.
Always laughing.
Hysterical.
I always think, oh, that doesn't look very comfortable.
No, and you've got to have very loose hips to stay in that sort of position for a long time.
Well, you know, you would be very grateful for a
sit down
afterwards.
Yeah. You'd have to be massaging out that area.
Your hips, don't get rude. Don't please.
This is a family podcast about interiors.
So Suze, have you got your tree up?
I do.
Good, good.
I do have my tree up. It looks great.
We finally put ours up last night.
Yes, it looks very nice.
Well, thank you. I, of course, started changing the playlist so that it was a lot more...
sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly sort of Tudor carols.
Tudor?
Not as uplifting as you'd think.
No, not at all.
Not as uplifting as you'd think at all. But nevertheless... was proud of it, pleased with it, and we had a bit of that. We had a bit of mulled wine.
Oh, did you? That's good. Do you like mulled wine?
You know what? I don't mind it.
Not massively.
It's not my favourite. It's not my favourite Christmas drink.
It just makes the house smell nice.
It does make the house smell nice. It's kind of a warmed up wine, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what it is, love.
And I think a lot of the alcohol burns off.
And of course, you're drinking it
to get
forget.
Smashed. So I put brandy in it.
Oh, as
a little top up. And then brandy afterwards. I drink a lot of too much brandy, really, like I'm Napoleon or something.
I find it too much.
But yeah, do you find it gives you a headache?
No, I just don't love the taste. I find it's a bit of a punch in the mouth.
Well, it can be good, I find, if one wants to get rid of a cold. I'm not a doctor, and I know various podcasts have been criticised for spreading medical disinformation. So I don't want to be...
Welcome to QAnon with Susie and Tom.
Yes, yes. I'm not saying it's a cure, but I like it when I have a cold.
Sure. I'm not gonna. Would you put a cinnamon stick in it and have it hot?
Well, I have been known to have a whiskey toddy. I do quite like a dark spirit, but I have to be careful how much I drink of them because the next day I really feel it.
Do you feel ill or sad?
Both. So cloudy head. Not
cloudy,
like a white,
sad head.
Cloudy sad head. Yeah.
That's a character that Tom's doing.
Yeah. So I'm pitching it to CBeebies actually.
Tom's had too much to drink last night.
Yeah, cloudy sad head came. It was, you know, it's a nice thing to have around the Christmas time.
Yes.
If you like that sort of thing, but I would just say go easy on them.
Go steady.
Go very. There's a reason they pour them in such tiny measures.
You know what I like, and you introduced me to it.
Oh, no, what?
Heroin. No. Yes.
Sorry.
Frangelico.
Oh, because Frangelico.
Yeah.
Frangelico is nice. That was an introduction from my friend Brie.
Oh, Aphrodite.
Brigitte Aphrodite from Margate. And she bought me a bottle because her family ran the restaurant, and they gifted me a bottle of it when I was 18 or something. And I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, it's really good. I tell you what is nice as well.
What?
There's a new Di Serrano.
Oh, what flavour?
It's like, it's white. It's kind of, it's sort of like somewhere between Di Serrano and Bailey's.
Oh my goodness, what flavour?
Sort of like that slight aniseedy, but creamier.
Mm.
It is really delicious.
You liked it?
The other day, Alice and I went for a wine tasting.
Oh, glad.
It was so nice. We ended up getting an early train back, and Mum and Dad had the baby, and they were expecting us at about 5.
Oh.
And we got off the train at 4:20.
Okay.
And we were merry, because we've done a wine tasting. We tasted all the wines. And then we nipped into the pub and had a...
Oh, yeah, that's fun, isn't
it? A little Di Serrano.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice.
Oh, that's nice. Do you like to nip into the pub and just sort of...
Yeah, well, we know that pub that's on our road. It's so friendly.
Oh, are they? You get on well with them there?
Yeah, they're really nice.
Nice to have a nice local, isn't it?
Oh, I love a nice local. So we chat to them all the time.
Oh,
and
lovely.
When I... Quite often I'll see him as I'm going to a gig and coming back, so I'll wave at him as I go to my gig.
Oh, lovely.
And then he'll be closing up. All right, so how was your gig?
Oh, that's
really nice.
Actually
makes me feel very safe walking.
Oh, sure, yes.
Walking to my house, because I think, well, if anything goes wrong, I could just run back.
Well, they're the heart of a community, aren't they?
Yeah. And there is a defibrillator outside now.
Oh God, what are they serving in that pub?
Well, no, but that's what I mean. It's the heart, isn't it? It's
the heart. I see, the heart of the community.
Everyone put in for a defib.
Did they?
Yeah.
You sometimes find them in phone boxes nowadays, don't you, as well?
Yeah, well, no one's using the phone, but everyone occasionally is there.
Don't accidentally pick up the defib. Think. why is my ear on fire? Yes, don't do that. Please don't do that. It's not a good use of a defib.
Do you think people are still putting, now that they're defibrillator phone boxes, do you think people are still putting the saucy cards in them? Seeing we've been talking about saucy calendars.
Talking about saucy calendars. Yes. Oh, that's a good idea. So while you're reaching in to in an emergency, you're like, oh, could go. Like,
to start someone's heart. If that doesn't work, how about this picture of these titties?
How about this, yes. This phone number that costs you £87 million a minute, and you speak to somebody who's having a very raunchy conversation with you, but you know deep down is probably just doing their ironing.
Probably. Mm. Or sat in a towel in dressing gown.
Oh, yeah.
What are you wearing?
Would people phone those numbers from the phone box?
Well, that's... I mean, surely it's hard to... Because I assume that people are doing... They're using their other hand for something else, aren't they?
Oh, Susie, please. They used to have phone books in those phone boxes as well.
Yeah.
Also, those doors were always very heavy on those red phone
boxes.
But they are iconic, aren't they? I do love them.
It's the sort of thing that I could totally imagine you saying to me, oh, I've bought one and put it in the garden.
Oh, yeah, there are people who do that, aren't there? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you'd love it. I feel like, but you might end up using it as some sort of greenhouse.
Oh,
I love that for you.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh my gosh.
That's a great idea.
We're going to sell that at Ruffles
Curls. Okay, that's going to be a rough... You can't do that.
You can't do that either. We're really busy. We're businesses now.
We're business. We're Jeff Bezos, I told you. Well, Suze, I think we've had a really great meeting here today.
Yes, a meeting of minds.
Meeting of minds and some great ideas we're going to have.
Yeah.
Your mum doesn't realise how her life is about to change.
No, it's about to change.
Ruffles for windows.
And let me know if you've got a phone box that you're selling that I can make into a greenhouse.
Or a calendar.
Yes.
Right. We could hang in it.
I'm going to go and put some clothes on.
Susie, please. my mother's here.
Mother!
And you guys have a lovely week.
Yes, and if it's Christmas week, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we're very proud of you. Well done, everyone.
Yes, well done.
And we'll look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Okay. You take care then.
Take care. All right, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.